video, which we're calling Celebrate Love, was created by a UN equality champion, Daniela Mercury, who's been supporting the UN's Free and Equal campaign. And it is actually a video that she and her team put together using footage from her wedding to her now wife, Malu Mercury. And it's a beautiful piece. It really is a celebration of their love, of their special day. It's also a kind of celebration of family. You see all the generations coming together and really embracing this couple and the love they share.
And why is this video significant?
Well, you know, in so many countries, not just in Brazil where this is launched, but in countries around the world, there's still a lot of stigma about same-sex couples, about people who happen to be gay and are disadvantaged and discriminated against because of that. So this is a way to kind of break through a lot of the negativity and show that at the end we're talking about two people who are in love and it's something very positive and we should all embrace and celebrate that.
And what reaction are you expecting?
Well, I think there's going to be huge interest, firstly, you know, immediately amongst Daniela's legions of fans in Brazil and around the world. I think people are going to love this video and celebrate with her and with Malu. And there's going to be a lot of interest, I think, much more broadly, that a big Brazilian pop star, you know, this is Daniela is someone who's had 14 number one hits in Brazil, has come out and she's sharing this video and she's part of this global UN campaign. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in that. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, people who criticize it and say that we're promoting a non-traditional vision of marriage too. I mean, we're ready for that conversation. It's exactly why we're having this campaign.
And how optimistic are you that this video will help to end homophobic and transphobic violence in the region?
Well, no one video can do that, of course, but it's all part of sustaining the conversation and taking it into new territory. This region is very interesting because you've seen huge advances in the last 5 years, 10 years, with governments putting in place very progressive laws and a real shift taking place in public opinion too. And popular culture is part of that. So having people like Daniela Mercury out there visibly talking about these issues is beginning to change opinion in the region. And we're seeing that on the ground.
And how polarized is the issue of LGBTI rights in Latin America?
Well, it still polarizes people. There are still people who find this very difficult subject to talk about, to confront. And I think we need to constantly find new ways of talking about this, not in a necessarily a political way or in a kind of hectoring, lecturing way, but in a way that humanizes this. Because in the end, we're talking about people who just want to be treated with respect and accepted for who they are.
And are you worried that this video could further polarize opinions?
No, I think, insofar as it stokes conversation and a discourse, that's a good thing. We don't want to further polarize things unnecessarily. We don't want to enrage people. But I think, you know, you only get people to start thinking and changing their mind about these things if you bring it to the table and you get people to start talking in the first place.
And to what extent do you think authorities in the region adhere to the theory of equal rights, but not the practice?
Certainly it's fair to say there's been a lot more progress being made so far in putting in place laws and policies, and there is a lag in implementation. But I think you see that the governments in the region, most of the governments in the region, are really keen to close that gap. Later in the same day that we're launching this video at the UN, Daniela Mercury and her wife, Malu, are going to join an event that we're organizing, co-sponsored by the governments of Argentina and Brazil and Chile and Colombia and Uruguay and El Salvador. And the purpose of that event is really to put the focus on how do we close the implementation gap? How do we make sure that the laws we're putting in place really protect people on the ground?